I remember the days when we had the protests in Sacramento with the LGBT surrounding us, and it's like our attendance had really been going up, and it's like, you say why? Because a lot of people were too weak. They quit. They couldn't take it. It's funny because before that event, they were going to church and they knew what Pastor Jimenez believed. It's not like it's some new doctrine Pastor Jimenez was preaching. I didn't think it was just normal preaching. It's like what I'm used to. It's like, yeah, that's Pastor Jimenez. And for whatever reason, it's like, and people left the church. They're like, well, wait a minute. Why didn't you leave the church before the protest then? If you don't agree with the doctrine, because a lot of people left said, well, we don't really agree. Well, why didn't you leave before we were protested then? The reality is they could not take the persecution. But let me tell you something to my church. Hey, if we get protested one day by the LGBT, stand up for your church. Because it's not going to be some new doctrine. It's just going to be whatever clip that whatever reason goes viral. And then all of a sudden, boom, you get protests. And look, as it's happened in place in the U.S., it could happen here, it could happen in Australia, it could happen anywhere.